Calvin, Chris Walsh from SEC Country. We've seen a lot of really good Alabama teams, but, you know, even though you guys are haven't even started training camp, what's different about this group, this team?
You know, I've been around two teams. You know, I won championship, one not. But, you know, I think, like Coach Saban, he preaches leadership. I think the leadership on this team is pretty good. You know, we got some guys who are buying in right away, and we're trying to get the younger guys to buy in, and I think we're going to be a good team once we all become one. So,
left side here, also in the second row.
Rachel Barbeau, SiriusXM. Clemson said the year before that they won that there was like a chip on their shoulder when they lost to you guys in the national championship. They remembered it every single day, and it fueled them. Does that loss fuel you guys, or do you need that?
I mean, yeah, we definitely need that. I mean, you know, when you lose a big game like that, you definitely come into the next season with a chip on your shoulder. You know, you just, you know, very excited to get out there. So I feel like, you know, we're you know, all the guys, you know, that did play in that game are, like, really hungry to get back out there and play and, you know, show the world that, you know, we are one of the top teams in the nation. So.
Right side, third row.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. Is there a story or anecdote that you can share that kind of explains why Nick Saban is so different from all the other coaches in the league and college football as a whole?
I don't know if I have a story, but I just can say, you know, for me being there, he's just all about football. You know, some coaches' part just, you know, want to do other things, and he's just strictly football. He, you know, sleep. He barely sleeps, probably. You know, all he do is all, you can see him at the complex all day. He's all in his office working. So that's one thing I know about Coach Saban. You know, he's all about football.
Let's go right side, second row on the aisle. Name and affiliation, please.
Scott Griffin, Smash Mouth Radio. Calvin, I think it's interesting Brian brings some pro elements to the spread. The spread's been good for you. Obviously, you played in high school, too. Kind of talk about the differences there. Will we see any from a wide receiver perspective and to get you ready for the ultimate goal of the National Football League?
Yeah, I can't really say. You know, you're pretty much going to see some of the same things we did last year. And, you know, I really think Coach Saban brought one of the best guys in for us. And, you know, all I really can say is, you know, you got to look forward to the season. You know, it's going to be a really good season for us on offense. And, you know, we're going to be a lot better.
Also on the right side, front row on the end.
Wade Smith, iHeartMedia, Birmingham. How's Jerry looked in the offseason so far? We know we saw him make some pretty incredible catches in the spring. What have you seen from him?
I mean, I've seen a lot of, you know, he's getting better, you know, learning the system and learning how things go around Alabama, how to compete and how to be play at a high level. So I think he's really going to do good. You know, we got a lot of guys in the receiver room who's going to help us this year, you know, and everybody's in my group is working real hard.
Let's go here. Left side, front row in the middle.
Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. I know you saw Christian Kirk at the opening here, and it seems like y'all go back a ways. Just talk about y'all's relationship and how that's kind of grown or developed over the years.
I mean, I've known him from the opening and from high school. I mean, we I don't want to say we're, like, really close. We just, you know, speak to each other, you know, respect each other. But I think he's a really good player, a really good guy, and, you know, I respect him a lot.
Also here in the front row, left side.
Dan Matthews, Gridiron Now. Calvin, why was it so? Why did you want Riley to go to Georgia so badly? And second part of that, what can Bulldog fans expect to see from him in his second year?
I don't think it was all me that really wanted him to go there, but I just wanted my brother to go somewhere that he would be comfortable and, you know, not get in much trouble and just be able to play real well. And I expect him to have a really great season, you know, win the Heisman or something. Do something great. I don't care. This is my brother. I just want him to play real well.
Let's go here. Right side in the back corner.
Matt Selesky, Fox Sports Shoals Radio. Good morning, Calvin. Your numbers dropped last year. Receptions down. Average yards per catch down. I think the touchdowns were the same. I know it's all about winning football games, but I feel like your name going into last season A lot of people were talking about you in this year because the numbers did dip a bit. I hadn't heard your name on the national radar as much. Does that affect you any? Do you want to get more balls thrown your way? How do you take on that, or does it have any effect at all?
It doesn't have any effect. I mean, I know I got to be better this year for my team, my offense, you know, so we can get to, you know, to where we want to be. But it doesn't really affect me. It just, you know, makes me want to go harder, and, you know, makes me, like, when I get that ball, know I got to do more. You know, so I'm not really too much worried about it. I just got to go out there and play harder.
Left side, second row by the door.
Chris Walsh from SEC Country again. Does Jalen get the respect that he's deserved or earned at this point?
I really don't see too many people, you know, disrespecting him. I think he gets I think he did very, very well for a freshman. He's improving every day. He's one of those guys that works really hard, you know, to get better. So I think he gets the respect, but I think there's some people out there that don't respect him that should. So,
right side, third row on the center aisle.
Hey, Calvin, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Wanted to stick on Jalen for a second. Was there a moment last year when you really realized you had something special, that you could go as far as you went with a true freshman? Bradley and her earlier kind of mentioned the Ole Miss game after he got that hit, and you guys were down 3 touchdowns and came back and won, that was the moment. But for you, would you agree with that, or was it something different when you knew Jalen might be really unique?
Well, that Ole Miss game, I can say that was probably my favorite game. You know, as a team, I think we were down and we came back and played good. But I guess I would say, you know, the first game, the first game we played against USC, I thought, you know, Jalen was really good. You know, he fumbled the first play, but, you know, that happens. And it was a mix-up with him and the running back. But, you know, the rest of the game, I thought he played really well. So, you know, from there on, I thought he was a real good quarterback for us.
Left side here, front row.
Being a Florida guy, how much is the FSU game going to mean to you? And also, are you already starting some back and forth with some of their guys?
Well, I'm not, you know, doing some back and forth with the guys. You know, I respect everyone over there. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to that game. You know, I liked Florida State when I was coming out of high school. And I know a lot of guys over there, so I'm just, you know, real excited to get a chance to get back out there and compete against, you know, one of the best teams in the nation. So I'm really excited about that.
Let's go right side here against the wall.
Ryan with 1010XL in Jacksonville. Kind of following up the FSU question, it's kind of a dream matchup to open a season. Is there any? Have you had a chance to look at them at all? Is there anything that stands out regarding FSU heading into that season opener?
I haven't had a chance to look at them, but I watched a couple of their games last year, and I know they got a real good defense over there, a real fast defense. You know, the offense, they got a lot of playmakers. So, and like Coach Saban said, you know, we're going to be playing one of the best teams to open up the game, so it's going to be real fun.
Also on the right side here, front row.
What's been your biggest focus for you to get better on in the offseason this year?
Well, for me personally, I just want to, you know, keep that drive and stay hungry. It's my third year, and I just feel like I got, like, so much motivation. I don't know, I'm just real hungry, and I just want to, you know, be a leader to my group and offense and, you know, anyone else I can on the team, just to keep us going and keep myself going, too. So I'm really excited about the year.
We have time for two last questions. Left side here against the door, by the door.
Justin Nails, 99, won the game. How important is it to your growth to be able to go up against that defense every day in practice?
I mean, when you go against, you know, a defense like ours, you know, you have no choice but to get better. So, you know, when we as an offense, when we look good and we beat the defense, you know, that tells us that, you know, we're doing something right and the offense is rolling. And, you know, we'll be able to, you know, score a lot of points this season.
Last question, back row on the left side.
Hey, Calvin. A couple of weeks ago, De'Ron Payne came home, and I talked to him for a couple of seconds, and he told me that your Madden skills has dropped a little bit. What can you talk about that?
My Madden skills?
Yeah.
My Madden skills never drop.
That's what he said, man. So.
Nah, he can't beat me. I'm one of the best in the world at Madden.